How significant is this deal, first of all, in terms of energy security for China and the overall scope of the deal in the global oil marketplace?
Well, it shows a very distinct pattern of China moving closer to Russia. Russia is the top oil producer. China is the second largest oil consumer. So it makes a lot of sense on the and from that perspective. What was interesting, though, is that this stake itself was acquired by Qatar and Glencore just last December. So this is not the kind of thing that you generally would expect. It looks like this was a holding pattern, and that Rosneft, which was under a little bit of pressure to balance their budget, made a deal, and that China is going to ultimately be the thing. So you'll note that there wasn't really any kind of premium that was given to either Qatar or to Glencore.
Okay, well, what kind of role would you suggest that this deal might play in boosting the economic relationship between China and Russia?
Well, it continues to draw them closer, even as the West continues to impose sanctions. So from a global perspective, you see the sands of political alliance moving in kind of unstoppable directions. China, Russia, United States, and sometimes India, but it's just not clear. Increasingly, it looks like the United States is more and more isolated. It doesn't matter in terms of oil, as the United States is now a massive producer in its own right and is, in fact, getting into the export game itself. So it'll be interesting to see, but it could spell a lot of interesting things for the Belt and Road Initiative. Obviously, if the Trans-Siberian Railroad was being used as part of the Belt and Road Initiative more heavily, it certainly is a much more secure and already usable way. So the other thing about this is interesting is a few days ago you heard about electric cars. China is going to stop the buying of electric cars, buying of conventional gasoline cars in the future, and say that it must be alternative fuels, electric, etc. So here they are shoring up their supply at the same time that they're looking forward to a time when they're going to be less reliant.
Yeah, I want to ask you further about that. I mean, how does this potential move by the Chinese authorities affect a company like CEFC over the long term? Because, I mean, obviously automobiles, that's a fairly significant customer there that they will potentially lose in the future.
Well, CEFC is really vaulted from a niche player just a few years ago to one of the major market movers now. Actually, they're kind of in the same territory as Glencore, so it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. But it's really a one-user customer. I mean, they're bringing it into China. I think there's this issue about control, making sure that you're not subject to the political winds. Obviously, the Middle East has trouble spots there, and this is a way of shoring up energy security for China.